Vamos a empezar en 3, 2 y 1.
Gracias. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, mi Señor Jesús. Gracias. Muchas gracias, Señor. Gracias, mi Señor Jesús. Gracias. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, mi Señor Jesús. Gracias. Muchas gracias, Señor. Gracias, mi Señor Jesús.
Y ahí está la canción, hermanos. Gracias, gracias, Señor. It simply says, thank you, Lord Jesus. Gracias, gracias, Señor Jesús. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We did our best to harmonize here with some rough throats as far as mine, but Brother Jeff Baker did a wonderful job. El hermano Jefe hizo muy buena obra esta noche. Pero, hermanos, con ese pensamiento, gracias, gracias. Una actitud de agradecimiento. We're singing about thankfulness and a thankful attitude. With that said, I want to bring on hermano Arturo. Y lo llamo hermano Arturo porque no solamente es hermano en la iglesia, pero es mi hermano en la carne también. I call him Brother Art in Spanish because he is a brother in the church, but he's also my brother in the flesh. He's my blood brother. Y Marisol es mi cuñada. Marisol is my sister-in-law. I love them dearly. They're great people. They're hardworking people, and they have two little offspring here. Arturito, we call them Turis. E. Ashley, with their two kids, beautiful kids. They're not kids anymore. Artie's a young man now. Artie Jr. and Ashley. We might be lucky and hear some singing from them tonight. They're a very talented family as well. Con eso dicho, hermanos, voy a presentarle, primeramente, yo creo, a Marisol. Marisol está disponible. Nos va a dar una palabrita. Marisol, I think, is going to give us a short word in Spanish, and I'm going to translate. Va a hablar en español y yo voy a traducir al inglés. Hermana Marisol.
Gracias, hermano Víctor.
Thank you, brother.
Mucha esta canción bien lindiza, lindísima que cantaste tú y hermano Baker.
Sister Marisol says that it was a great song that we tried to sing tonight. Okay.
Muy, muy, muy bonita. No estaba preparada el día de hoy para dar la palabra.
I wasn't prepared today to give a word tonight, but
estaba pensando en las cosas de cómo en veces la fe, pero al mismo tiempo pienso que la práctica, como al cantar, es necesario. Y
hermana Marisol,
yo
creo que al principio que a veces no más se trata de la fe, pero se trata de qué.
De la acción.
Oh, muy bien. Sister Marisol is saying that, you know, we think in terms of faith, spirituality, faith, but a lot of the times it's not just faith. It comes down to practical things that we need to do. Siga, hermana.
Y con eso dicho, lo digo con todo mi corazón que.
And she said, with that said, she says this with all of her heart.
Le doy muchas gracias a Dios que siempre nos ha tenido en su luz, en su espacio.
I want to thank God that He's maintained us in His grace and in His light of truth.
Y con todo lo pasado que hemos pasado en el sentido de la familia hace años, como no saben de la tragedia.
And she, Sister Marisol, is saying with everything that her family has gone through, there was a great, terrible tragedy that took place years ago in Marisol's family.
Sigo pensando que siempre Dios ha estado allí, a un lado de mí.
I realize that even with all that tragedy that took place, the Lord has been by my side all of this time.
Y con eso siempre oro por todos, por la iglesia, por mi familia, por mis hermanos.
And as a result of that, I continue to pray for the entire church, for my family, for my brothers, for everyone.
Pero no más quería dar la palabra que estamos bien aquí, en aquí nosotros vivimos en Orange County.
Vivimos aquí, I lost it, did you do English or Spanish? El maestro dijo que viven en el área del condado de Orange County.
Y han habido muchos cambios que yo sé que Dios es el que está dando el paso, y en veces nos queremos apresurar a hacer las cosas inmediato.
As a result, there's been many changes that have been going on in our family's lives, but we know that God is guiding our footsteps each step of the way.
Y en veces, sin desafortunadamente soy un poquito cabezona, necesito
And sometimes, every now and then, we as human beings get a little bit stubborn, a little bit thick-headed. But God helps us.
Pero tenemos que escuchar la palabra de Dios y orar y dar muchas, muchas gracias.
But we need to continue to pray and seek the Lord's will.
Y alabar a Dios con todo nuestro corazón.
And we need to learn how to praise God with all of our heart.
No más quería compartir eso.
I just wanted to share that thought with you.
Y que no se dejen vencer. Dios nos quiere a todos. Ve lo que pasamos entre esta situación, pero nosotros vamos para el premio grande, que yo digo que es la vida eterna.
Let's never give up. Let's never surrender. Let's continue to let the Lord have His will in our lives.
I think pretty much it, Vic.
Okay, hermana Marisol, gracias por eso, por esa palabra buena. Thank you for that good word, Sister Marisol. And now we're going to go ahead and bring on Arturo. We're going to bring on Art Terrazas. Arturo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, si puede empezar en español, y voy a traducir por usted en inglés, hermano. So you can go in Spanish. Okay, muy bien.
Very good. Saludos, hermanos y hermanas de la Iglesia de la Verdad en Ontario, California.
Well, I just want to say hello to everybody at Truth Church in Ontario, California.
Soy el hermano Arturo, y les mando saludos de nuestra casita en Anaheim, California.
I'm Brother Art, and I want to send greetings to everybody from our home here in Anaheim, California.
Si me permiten, quería empezar este testimonio con una oración pidiendo la bendición del Señor.
Hallelujah. He wants to go ahead. Art wants to begin this thought with a prayer. And I'm really feeling the anointing right now, Art. Yo estoy sintiendo el ungimiento de Dios ahorita en la voz de mi hermano. Praise God. Go ahead, Art.
Señor Jesús.
Lord
pido
Jesus.
Pido que tú estés con esto, en esto con nosotros. Pido que toques mis labios para que este testimonio toque al alma de alguien.
I'm praying, Lord, that you would anoint this thought and you would anoint my lips so that this testimony that I'm going to give will help somebody else.
Por esa razón estamos.
And that's the reason why we're here.
En tu glorioso nombre y para tu honra y gloria, en el nombre de Jesús, lo pedimos.
In your wonderful and glorious name, we pray and we give you the honor and the glory in the name of Jesus.
Okay. Espero que todos se encuentren con la paz, el amor y la salud que nos da nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
We hope that everyone has the joy and the peace and the health that we have in Jesus.
Si me permiten, deseo contarles por medio de testimonio algo milagroso que me sucedió recientemente.
I want to share with everybody in the form of this testimony something great and wonderful and powerful that just took place with me recently.
Yo, por la gracia del Señor, tuve la oportunidad de recibir el Espíritu Santo y ser bautizado en el nombre de Jesús en el año 1977, a los 7 años de edad.
I had the great honor of being baptized in the name of Jesus and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost several years ago, 1977.
Lo triste de mi caso es que después de tan gran bendición, a una edad muy tierna,
the sad thing is that after having this great experience as a young man, something happened where I lost my path.
yo entré y decidí que iba a ponerme en un plan que poco a poco me fue separando de las cosas del Señor.
I put myself on a path or on a plan that little by little began to separate me from God.
Me fui al militar, hice mis cosas y siempre puse a Dios hasta el último.
And I entered into the military, into the Marines, and I ended up putting God in last place.
De vez en cuando asistía a los cultos y después de un tiempo no me presentaba en total.
Al principio sí estabas yendo a los cultos, Arturo, inicialmente.
Sí, sí, señor.
Okay, I began to go to the church services at the beginning, but after a period of time I left and I stopped attending the church services.
Aún viviendo como pecador perdido, seguía muchos de los principios y los mandatos del Señor.
Even though I was already living life like in sin, I still was able to manage to follow a lot of the principles that I had learned as a young boy and as a young man in church.
Aplicándolos en casos de la vida práctica.
And I was able to apply those principles to my practical life during that time.
Siempre tuve fe en esos principios porque me servían bien en tratar con las cortes y autoridades civiles en mis negocios mundanos.
And these principles of faith that I had served me very well, even in my professional life and my life as an adult in my career, it helped me anytime I had to go into the courthouses or deal with business or business people.
Dios siempre era fiel conmigo al pedirle ayuda en cosas no espirituales. Siempre sin fallar, daba la respuesta.
The Lord was always faithful with me and to me, even though they were not things that were spiritual, just in my natural mundane life, the Lord was still with me, and He was faithful to me during this time.
Últimamente, hace unos 4 años, empecé con mi familia a asistir a los cultos con ustedes.
Approximately 4 years ago, I began to attend church services with my family at in our church, Truth Church in Ontario.
Empecé a sentir algo que se me movía en mis entrañas y en mi espíritu.
And I began to feel something that began to move deep within me, deep within the depths of my soul, my spirit. I began to feel this begin to take place when I began to go to church there.
Ustedes quizá me han visto alabar al Señor en el altar y hasta recibir bendición de Dios.
There's possibly some of you that have seen me at the front of at the altar receive a blessing as I'm worshiping or receive a touch from God during the time at the altar.
Pero en secreto había algo que no contaba yo a nadie.
But in truth, there was a secret, so to speak, that I just didn't tell anybody.
Es que desde mi primera vez como niño al recibir el Espíritu Santo.
Because as a little boy, when I received the Holy Ghost as a little boy,
no podría otra vez volver a hablar en lenguas.
Since that time, I was never able again to speak in tongues.
Eso nomás no, para nada. Me resigné a que no iba a ocurrir y me quedé satisfecho y paré de perseguir eso.
¿Te quedaste satisfecho de qué, Arturo? ¿Que no ibas a hablar en lenguas?
Que ya me quedé resignado, que ya no, lo puse a un lado, dije, pues Dios, quizás esto no es para mí en el momento.
Okay, ya entendí.
Y paré de perseguir eso.
And so I kind of left it in my mind, I just decided that this specific thing about being able to speak in tongues, it was just not for me, it was not something that was going to happen for me.
Lo curioso de todo esto es que al principio, como niño de 7 años,
the interesting thing about all this is that when I was a boy of 7 years of age,
cuando recibí por primera vez el Espíritu Santo,
when I first received the gift of the Holy Ghost,
yo no recuerdo cómo es que sonaban las lenguas.
I don't remember what it even sounded like, the speaking in tongues.
Es más, me lo contaron más bien.
And better said, it was told to me that I had received the Holy Ghost.
Solamente, y con eso me quedé. Siempre tuve la duda. Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing that I had to go by. So it created doubt in my mind.
Siempre tuve la duda de lo que había ocurrido.
And I always had that lingering doubt in my mind ever since I was a little boy that what happened? Did it ever happen? Did I receive it?
Pregunté a varios hermanos y pastores me respondían que solamente era una mentira del enemigo y que no me preocupara.
And several people would tell me that, you know, it was the lie of the devil, that I didn't get it, and don't worry about it. You got it.
Sin embargo, yo persistía con la duda. Fui bautizado en la misma semana y fin.
And so as a result, I just went with it. I believed as best I could, and I was baptized that same week in the name of Jesus.
Pues antier me encontré hablando por casi media hora con el hermano Terraza por teléfono.
The day before yesterday. Okay, the day before yesterday, I was on the phone talking to my brother Victor. For about 30 minutes, we spent on the phone talking with each other.
Eso de sí mismo es casi un milagro, porque se encuentra sumamente ocupado durante mucho del día.
Okay, perdón. I'm sorry. My brother Art just said that the fact that I spoke with my brother Victor for 30 minutes on the phone was a miracle in itself, because he's usually very, very busy. And I apologize for that, Art. Perdóname, hermano Arturo, que estoy tan ocupado. Go ahead.
Okay. Para seguirles contando, terminamos por darnos uno al otro testimonios de lo que Dios está logrando en nuestras vidas.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Art's right. For that 30 minutes or so, we went back and forth sharing testimony, sharing things. We were reminding each other of things that have happened in our lives and what, since the Lord brought Brother Vic back into the church as well. Many great things that have taken place.
Y las bendiciones que nos obsequia cada día por su gracia.
And the great blessings and miracles the Lord provides us every day.
Al término de nuestra conversación, me pidió el hermano Terraza si por favor lo podría mencionar en mis oraciones.
¿Tú me pediste que yo orara por ti, ¿verdad, Arturo?
No, al contrario. Tú me pediste si por favor te podría mencionar en mis oraciones.
Ay, no te estoy entendiendo, Arturito. Una vez más.
Ok. Al término de la conversación, el hermano Terraza me pidió si por favor lo podría mencionar en mis oraciones.
Okay, ya te entendí. For you to pray for me. Yes, at the end of our conversation, I did ask my brother Art. Thank you for that, Art. I'm going to give a little word here, okay, a little explanation. My brother Art is saying that at the end of the conversation, I, Victor, asked Art to please keep me in his prayers. It's something that I don't usually do in asking for prayers for myself, but right now, there are some things that I really need some support in, and I ask my brother Art, as my brother, to please pray for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a ese punto le contesté a Victor, por supuesto, claro que sí. Colgamos y ya.
And so my brother Art said, yes, of course I'm going to be praying for you, Vic. And I, with that said, we hung up, and that was the phone call. We ended the conversation.
Después de unos momentos, después de la llamada, decidí a darle a mí a darme un regaderazo rápido antes de atender a otros asuntos que tenía pendientes.
And so after the phone call, I decided I was going to jump in the shower real quick before I had to take care of some other duties and tasks that I needed to take care of.
En la regadera, como por decir a las 3 de la tarde, me puse a orar.
And it was about 3 p.m. as I'm in the shower.
Que me puse a orar.
And I began to pray.
Y entre peticiones me puse a pedir por el hermano Terrazas.
And along with my prayers, I began to pray, and my brother Art saying, out of respect, Brother Terrazas, but that's me. He began to pray for Brother Vic.
De repente sentí un amor hacia mi hermano muy fuerte. Y de repente sentí algo que me empezaba a frotar de mis entrañas, que se movía hacia mi garganta.
Hallelujah. My brother Art said that during that time that he began to pray for me, for Brother Vic, he began to feel this deep, great love that came from the depths of his soul, from his heart, from his visceral cavity, if you will, and it began to float up towards his throat.
sentía a mis labios temblar y presentía lo que iba a pasar.
And all of a sudden my lips began to tremble and something began to take place with my mouth and I knew what was about to take place.
Tal y como presentí, empecé a hablar en lenguas.
And just as I thought it, right before it happened, I began to speak in tongues, praise God.
The tongues, las lenguas eran fuertes y con palabras claras.
And those tongues came out strong and powerful and with clear words for several seconds. ¿Tres segundos, Arturo?
Como tres segundos.
For about 3 seconds. It was only about 3 seconds that it came out that way.
Y lo paré yo.
And as soon as it started, I stopped it. I stopped it.
Dije entre mí, por la duda, eso fui yo. Eso no fue el Espíritu Santo.
I just had that immediate doubt in me. Oh, that must have just been me. That's not the Holy Ghost. That must have just been me.
Otra vez entre mí mismo dije, voy a seguir orando.
And so I began to tell myself, I'm going to go ahead and keep on praying.
Lo intenté. Iba a decir las palabras, Gloria a Dios, en inglés, y no pude.
And I began to say the words in English, Glory to God. I wanted to say in English, Glory to God, but I could not say them in English.
Mi inglés salía en otra lengua.
My English started coming out in a different language.
Otra vez fuerte y clarito.
¿Otra vez, Arturo?
Otra vez fuerte y clarito.
And it came out strong and clear as previously it had.
Solamente duró 3 o 4 segundos, pero sin duda supe lo que había ocurrido.
And again, it lasted 3 or 4 seconds, but this time I knew of a surety, without a doubt, what had just happened.
Esta vez no había ninguna duda de lo que había sucedido.
Now there was absolutely no doubt in my mind of what had just taken place.
No era como la primera vez de niño.
And it wasn't like the first time what would happen to me when I was a 7-year-old boy.
Mi sequía de 43 años había acabado.
My drought of 43 years had just ended. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Les gané a los israelitas que iban por el desierto por aproximadamente 3 años.
Una vez más, Arturo.
Les gané a los israelitas que iban por el desierto por aproximadamente 3 años.
My brother Art said that he actually, the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, and my brother Art actually surpassed them by 3 years. He went 43 years in a drought without speaking in tongues.
Recuerdo mi bautizo de niño.
I remember when I was baptized as a boy.
Me contaron que al salir del pilar de bautismo, salí como resorte corriendo.
They told me that as soon as I was baptized in the baptistry tank, I shot out of there like a bullet.
La razón por eso fue que la agua estaba sumamente fría.
The reason that I did that is because the water was freezing cold.
Pues esta vez fue casi lo mismo.
Well, this time it was almost the same thing.
Porque la agua caliente de la regadera se había acabado.
Because the hot water in the shower had finished and now it was freezing cold water.
Sí, salía pura agua fría.
And there was only cold. Just cold water coming out now.
Literalmente quedé bautizado otra vez por agua fría al mismo tiempo que Dios en su misericordia me entregó otra vez lenguas.
It was like a reminder. Here I was getting baptized in cold water again, but this time the Lord was baptizing me with the Holy Ghost as well. Praise God.
Esta vez fue distintamente diferente.
This time it was distinctly different.
Esta vez no me quedaba ni una duda. Gracias
this time,
a Dios.
There was absolutely no doubt in my mind, praise God.
Después me levanté y empecé a dar gracias al Señor.
afterward, I got up, I got out, and I began to just give God the praise.
Ahora, hermanos, pido, por favor, que no se rían a lo que les voy a decir ahora.
Now, please don't laugh at what I'm about to tell you.
En ese momento sentí tanto poder tangible que inmediatamente...
Go ahead, una vez más. Poder tangible.
En ese momento yo sentí un poder súper, súper tangible que inmediatamente pensé en el profeta Eliseo.
Okay, at that moment, I began to feel the power of God so tangible, so real, I began to think of the prophet Elisha.
Cuando le dijo al rey Joás que tomara las saetas y mandara una saeta por la ventana.
When he told King Joash, you need to send this arrow and let it fly out of the window as far as you can.
Y después lo mandó a golpear el piso con las saetas.
And then afterward, he had to beat the ground with those arrows.
El rey solamente golpeó tres veces y quedó reposado.
The king only beat the ground three times with those arrows. ¿Y qué más, Arturo?
Y por lo mismo quedó reprochado por el profeta.
And the prophet became very upset at him because he had only beaten the ground three times.
Por no aprovechar y por lo menos haber golpeado el piso unas cinco o seis veces, por lo menos.
Instead of taking advantage of it, of the situation, and beating those arrows on the ground for five or six times, which he should have done.
Sentí tanto poder, tan real y tangible del Señor, que pensé, ahorita mismo voy a aprovechar.
And so I felt so much power, tangible power of the Holy Ghost at that moment, that I thought, at this moment, I'm going to take advantage of this power that I'm feeling.
Y comencé a pedir de Dios las cosas más pertinentes. Acuerdo a mí. Pensamiento humano, pues.
And I began to pray to the Lord for the things that are most pertinent, most urgent, according to my human thinking.
Otra vez les pido, por favor, que no se rían.
Once again, I'm going to ask you, don't laugh at what I'm about to say.
Casi me imaginé los alrededor del trono riéndose de mí.
¿Quién riéndose, Arturo? ¿Quién?
Yo me imaginé que los alrededor de Dios, alrededor de sus tronos, si me miraban por arriba de abajo, hacia abajo, que se rían de mí.
Por decir los ángeles.
Sí.
Okay, so I imagine like there's God up in heaven in his throne room with the angels around God's throne looking down and laughing at me.
Pero en ese momento de tanta fe y poder, no me importó nada de eso.
But at that moment, I felt the presence and power of God so thick and so real, it didn't matter to me how I looked or what I was doing, I didn't care.
Dije entre mí, con todo respeto, Señor, voy a aprovechar.
I said, Lord, with all due respect to you, I'm going to take advantage of this moment. Hallelujah.
Y me puse a pedir.
And I began to pray and to ask.
Inmediatamente después de eso, Dios me impresionó. Me impresionó Dios que lo que había sucedido fue directamente el resultado del poder del testimonio que habíamos dado uno al otro, el hermano Terrazas y yo, hace unos momentos antes.
The Lord let me understand at that moment that what had just happened to me, this great experience of receiving the Holy Ghost and this great experience about the power of God and beating the ground with the arrows, all of that happened as a result of the power of the testimonies that were shared between me and my brother Victor that we had given to each other half an hour previously.
El testimonio que nos dimos uno al otro no fue nada súper emocional. Es más, fueron contados en sobriedad como conversación casual entre hermanos.
The testimonies that we gave each other previously, they weren't necessarily very overly emotional or anything like that. It was actually kind of very serious and sober-minded, very factual details that took place in recent years. That's what the testimonies were like in nature.
Pero Dios estaba en eso.
But God was in it.
Hay poder en la palabra de un testimonio.
There is power in the word of testimony.
La Biblia nos indica en Apocalipsis, capítulo 12, versículo 11.
A ver, Arturo, déjame encontrarlo en español, un momentito. Apocalipsis, capítulo, ¿cuál?
12, versículo 11. Y yo I paraphrased.
It's okay. It's okay. Arturo, mi hermano va a leer el libro, sorry, Art's reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 12 and verse 11.
Hablando de los santos, y ellos le han vencido por medio de la sangre del Cordero y de la palabra del testimonio de ellos.
Okay, and verse 11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Quiero ser claro y dirigir la atención a la palabra, palabra.
And I want to focus on the word, word, the actual word, word.
Que está en esa escritura.
It's found in that verse.
Les comento esto para simplemente decirles que así tan fácil, de esa forma, o sea, por el testimonio en palabra, se pueden ganar las almas para el Señor.
Una vez más, Arturo, una vez más, por favor.
Lo que les quiero dar a entender, si me explico bien, es que simplemente decirles que así tan fácil, de esa forma, o sea, por el testimonio en palabra, se pueden ganar las almas para el Señor.
So simply put, the power of that word in a word of testimony is what can save souls. Amen.
Se puede ganar las almas para el Señor. Claro,
you can win souls for the Lord.
Claro, con ayunos y oraciones agregan igualmente a eso.
Of course, we need to add our prayer and our fasting to that word of testimony.
Para ser un poco más claro, cuando menciono el poder del testimonio en palabra,
when I mention the power of the word testimony in the word,
no me refiero al testimonio de una vida ejemplar.
I'm not referring to a una vez más, Arturo.
Al testimonio de una vida en ejemplar.
De ejemplo, por decir.
Sí, o sea, okay. no, not a, an example, a testimony in the as a life, the life of a person.
Okay, my brother Art just helped me translate it in English. Go right ahead, Art. Mm-hmm.
Sin embargo, eso también es sumamente importante.
And that is also as just as important.
Me refiero al testimonio de la palabra verbal.
Verbal?
Verbal.
Okay.
The spoken word.
Yes, the spoken word. We're referring to the spoken word.
So me refiero al testimonio de la palabra verbal. Hay algo específicamente poderoso en el testimonio verbal cuando es pronunciado a través de los labios dedicados a la oración, al ayuno, combinado con
There is something very powerful about the verbal spoken word when it's being spoken of, what were you saying, Art?
Through o a través de los labios dedicados a oración, ayuno, combinado
when it's spoken by lips that are dedicated to God in prayer, in fasting, and the word of God.
El mundo mismo fue creado por las palabras de Dios.
The world, the earth, the world itself was created by the word of God, by the mouth of God.
Específicamente, el verbo nos dice el libro de Juan.
The book of John tells us that the word, or the, in Spanish is verb, or the word.
Specifically, específicamente. ¿Cuánto más correcto es que los hijos de la luz
How much more important is it for the children of light
traigan almas hacia la salvación de Dios a través del mismo verbo?
The children of light need to also bring souls into the kingdom by the same word of truth.
Esto es algo muy cercano al corazón de Dios.
This is something that's very near and dear to the heart of God.
Tanto es el caso que se sacrificó él mismo para que se podría lograr esto.
So
o sea, la salvación de almas.
So to the degree that the Lord allowed himself to be crucified on the cross so that his blood would be shed and his word would be spread throughout the world.
Pues con eso y con el amor de Jesucristo los dejo, hermanos. Gracias a Dios en las alturas y que Dios los siga bendiciendo en el nombre de Jesús.
With that said, I'm going to leave you, my brethren, with that word. May God continue to bless all of you richly in the name of Jesus. Gracias, hermano Arturo. Thank you, brother Art y hermana Marisol and sister Marisol from Anaheim. thank you for the good word. Gracias por la palabra, hermano Arturo. Hermanos, ¿pudieron oír el gran testimonio que ocurrió en el video, en la vida de mi hermano Arturo? Everyone heard the great testimony that took place in the life of my brother Art, and I was able to be fortunate to be a witness of it to a certain degree here a couple of days ago. Hace unos días yo estuve en el teléfono con él y pude presentir algo especial cuando estaba hablando con mi hermano Arturo. I felt something special when I finished the phone call with my brother Art that day. I felt an anointing. I felt something special taking place already. Yo sentí, cuando colgué el teléfono con mi hermano Arturo, yo ya sentía algo especial, un ungimiento, algo que el Señor y yo, el Señor ya estaba tratando en el corazón de mi hermano Arturo. El Señor lo estaba preparando. I felt it in his voice, in his spirit, as I finished the phone call with him, and I knew that the Lord was preparing him for something great. Hallelujah. Ya sentimos el ungimiento. We can feel the anointing touch right now. ¿Por qué no cerramos esta noche con una oración? Why don't we close tonight with a prayer to thank God for what God has done, but also that God will continue to spread this same word, this powerful word of the testimony that to the rest of this church, que el Señor nos dé también esa palabra, ese verbo que habló mi hermano Arturo, que empiece a entrar a los corazones de todos los que están escuchando esta noche. Let's pray together right now. Señor Jesús, gracias por mi hermano Arturo, Marisol, la familia Terrazas en Anaheim. We thank you for Art, Mari, and their family in Anaheim. Lord Jesus, le damos las gracias por todo lo que usted ha hecho y lo que usted está haciendo. Thank you for what you've done and what you are doing. Ha sido mucho sufrimiento en la familia de Marisol. There's been a lot of suffering in the life of Marisol, Lord Jesus. Pero usted tiene un plan y un propósito. But you have a plan and a purpose, Lord Jesus. And I thank you. I thank you for bringing this family back into the fold. Gracias, Señor, por usted regresar esta familia, Señor, a su reino, a su pueblo, a su iglesia. Usted tiene un plan para ellos. The Lord has a plan for them. And you know what, church? The Lord has a plan and a purpose for each one of our families, each individual in our church. The Lord has a purpose. El Señor tiene un propósito para cada individual en nuestra iglesia. Amén y amén. Gracias todos por escuchar. We thank everyone for taking the time to listen tonight. Vamos a recordarles que mañana vamos a tener devoción en la mañana con hermano Roseberry. We will have our morning Manna Devotion with Sister Roseberry at 10:15 a.m. Que Dios los bendiga a todos ricamente. May God richly bless everyone. Amen y amen. Buenas noches. Have a great night.